Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Carlos, finale of this three-game set against the Washington Nationals. Obviously, last night was a big night inside this ballpark and outside the ballpark as far as the playoffs are concerned. I'm wondering, with all of the wins that have piled up the last 2 days, how does that affect maybe your handling of Francisco Lindor's ability to potentially rush back earlier from this injury? Where is he at right now in all this?
Yeah, no, nothing new to report there. He's progressing, but I don't think he's doing baseball activities today. You know, he's just still in the training room, getting treatment and getting a lot of hands on to make sure he's feeling a lot better before we put him through a series of exercises or baseball activities. So, and we're not gonna rush him. You know, we need him to be at some point where, like, okay, he's capable of playing and help us. You know, other than that, that's what, you know, we decided the other day that it was the best thing for him to come out of the game. And now, you know, this is day 2, 3, and we just gotta continue to go day by day.
And then I heard today, too, with Christian Scott, some tough news there. I know that it was kind of pushing him to maybe be an availability piece for you down the stretch here. I guess, when did this decision get made that you lost him to Tommy John surgery?
Yeah, you know, for the past 5-6 days or so after he started throwing the, you know, all of his pitches, especially the slider, that's when he was still feeling it. And, you know, he went for a second opinion, showed pretty much the same as the first MRI when he first went down. And, you know, he gave it a try, you know, and then we just got to a point where, you know, him, his family, his agents, and, you know, listening to the recommendation, and, you know, they decided to move forward with the surgery.
Where's he at mentally with all that? Because he had such a great year, and now he's going to be out probably a good chunk of next year. I don't know the full timeline, but probably all of next year. You know, what's he like right now?
Yeah, you know, he's handled it, you know, good, but, you know, he's disappointed, obviously, because he knows not only he's done for this year, but he's also done for next year, you know. So he just got to take it one day at a time. That was my conversation with him yesterday. He's got a bright future ahead of him. He just got to, you know, put in the work and just get his mind ready for 2026 now. So, yeah, big blow, but he'll be back on the field.
I want to ask you about Luis Torrens yesterday. He kind of had that awkward catch. I'm wondering how did he get his wrist jammed? How's he feeling? Because that looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it was scary, you know, after you take Alvarez out of the game and then your backup catcher gets hit by a foul ball. He's not a good feeling. He got him on the top of the hand, but he's fine. He went through all his pregame activities as far as receiving goes, and he's good.
And then, since we're on the topic of everybody that's injured, how's Kodai Senga doing?
He threw a bullpen, was it yesterday? I got to see where he's at today. You know, he's got to go out there. I saw him in the training room, but, you know, he's got to go out there, play catch, and see how he feels and see what's next. So we're not going to rush him. You know, we know that. He's not going to rush himself. We just whenever he tells us he's ready to go, then, you know, we'll go with it.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.